That's that Liberty County School Board Special Meeting, Friday, June the 4th, 2021, 8:00 a.m. Come to order. We're going to open with prayer and a pledge. Prayer led by Mr. Petty, pledge by Mr. Flowers.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful morning. We come out, take care of school business, Father. We thank you, Lord, for a great year, Father, even though it's been a challenge, Father. We've got through it. So we thank you, Lord, for the safety of our students and staff. And pray, Lord, for continued blessings this summer and into the next school year. Lord, as we make plans for next year, Father, we pray for your guidance and wisdom and discernment in making all those plans. Father, we need your help. So God, I pray that we'd work together, Lord, that is pleasing, in a way that's pleasing to you. And I pray that, Lord, you'd protect our kids and parents over the summer. God, we love you and thank you for your love for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next is item two, public comments. I don't think we had any. Moving on to item three, additions, corrections to the agenda. Item A, need a motion to correction to consent item 6A. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, second, Mr. Doty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B, need a motion for correction to action item 7A, B, C, K, L, and O. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Doty. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item B. Item C has been deleted. Next, item D, need a motion to add emergency item 8A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, and I. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item four.
Need a motion to delete that?
No, let's see. Never mind, you're talking about seven.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're back up seven, C for a minute. I mean, C. We need a motion to delete item, action item 7P.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Ms. Renee. Item four. Need a motion to approve agenda for June 04, 2021. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second? Second, Mr. Jason. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item five. Need a motion to approve May 10th, 2021 regular board meeting minutes. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Jason. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B. Need a motion to approve May 17th, 2021 emergency board meeting minutes. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item six. Need a motion to approve June 4th, 2021 personnel consent table with corrections. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Next, item B. Need a motion to approve updated sublist. Have a motion? Motion, Ms. Singletary, second?
Second.
Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item seven, action item. Item A. Need a motion to approve hiring two summer reading teachers with scheduled corrections. Mary Lynn Hobby at Hosford School, Misty Sizemore at Toler School, 13 days, 5 hours a day at hourly rate for June and July 2021. Third grade summer reading camp certified teacher position. Students are June the 14th through July the 22nd, observing holidays on July the 5th, Monday through Thursday, 8 to 12:30. For students, teachers will start June the 9th and end July the 26th to include two planning days, One post-planting day, teacher hours are 8 to 1. June the 13th, 5 hours a day at an hourly rate. July the 13th, 13 days, 5 hours a day at hourly rate. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor? All. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item B. Need a motion to approve hiring pre-K ESE ESY certified teacher for the Bristol site with corrections. 1 position advertised and 4 for pre-K teachers to equal split the position. Each will work 23 hours total at an hourly rate. Alisa Bass, Whitney Holcomb, Anita Egan, Carla Brantley. Pre-K ESE ESY certified teacher work at Liberty Learning Center, Bristol site. Students are Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 12:30, from June the 14th through 24th, and July the 12th through the 22nd. Teachers will start June the 9th and end July the 26th to include 2 pre-planting days and 1 post-planting day. Teacher hours are 8 to 1. Each will work a total of 23 hours at hourly rate. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next is item C. Need a motion to approve hiring 1 ESE ESY paraprofessional for Hosford School Monday through Thursday, 5 hours per day at hourly rate to be paid June the 9th, June for 9 days, and July for 8 days. Alperita Parker. ESE, ESY paraprofessional, there was 1 position advertised. Students on Monday through Thursday, 8 to 12:30, from June the 14th through the 24th, and July the 12th through the 22nd. Paraprofessional will start June the 10th and end July the 22nd to include 1 pre-planting day, 5 hours per day at an hourly rate. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
No.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next, item D. Need a motion to approve ESE extended school year. ESE extended school year contract for Britt Day, speech language pathologist, SLP services for June the 14th, 2021 to June the 24th, 2021. 9 hours per week for 2 weeks and 1 hour per week for documentation at $60 per hour. Total hours 20 for a total of $1,200. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next, item E. Need a motion to approve ESE summer ESY contract for Mylar Walkwist physical therapy service from June the 14th, 2021 to June the 24th, 2021. 1 hour per week for 2 weeks with 1 hour per week for documentation for 2 weeks at $65 per hour. Total hours 4 for a total of $260. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Moore. Any discussion? All in favor? Say aye. Motion carries. Next is item L. Need a motion to approve summer ESE, ESY, ESE extended school year contract for Premier Therapy and Rehab, PLLC, DBA as Tesser Byler, occupational therapy service for June the 14th, 2021 to June the 24th, 2021. 6 hours per week for 2 weeks with 1 hour per week for documentation for 2 weeks at $55 per hour, total hours 14 for a total of $770. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower. Second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
No.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item G. Need a motion to approve summer ESY, ESE extended school year contract for Premier Therapy and Rehab, PLLC, DBA as Tesser Byler Occupational Therapist Service for July the 12th, 2021 to July the 22nd, 2021. 6 hours per week for 2 weeks with 1 hour per week for documentation for 2 weeks at $55 per hour. Total hours 14 for a total of $770. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item H. Need a motion to approve ESE extended school year contract for Britt Day, speech language pathologist, SLP services for July the 12th, 2021 to July the 22nd, 2021. 9 hours per week for 2 weeks and 1 hour per week for documentation at $60 per hour. Total hours 20 for a total of $1,200. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item I. Need a motion to approve ESE summer ESY contract for Myler Walkless, physical therapy service for July the 12th, 2021 to July the 22nd, 2021. 1 hour per week for 2 weeks with 1 hour per week for documentation for 2 weeks at $65 per hour. Total hours four for a total of $260. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Yodi. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item J. Need a motion to hire two hospital homebound teachers for July the 1st, 2021 to June the 30th, 2022. Misty Sizemore and Mandy Fowler. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Moore. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item K. Need a motion to approve the following school-based data scientists with scheduled corrections. Donna Summers at Liberty County High School, 7 weeks, 4 days a week, 7 hours per day at hourly rate, paid 12 hours a day in June and 16 days in July. Brenda Green, middle school at W.R. Toller, 5 weeks, 4 days a week, 7 hours per day at hourly rate, paid 8 days in June and 12 days in July. Bess Rebel, middle school at W.R. Toller, 5 weeks, 4 days a week, 7 hours per day at hourly rate, paid 8 days in June and 12 in July. Becky Black at Hosford Elementary and Junior High, 5 weeks, 4 days a week, 7 hours per day at hourly rate, paid 8 days in June and 12 in July. Stephanie Davis at Hosford Elementary and Junior High, 5 weeks, 4 days a week, 7 hours per day at hourly rate, paid 8 days in June and 12 days in July. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Jason. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item L. Need a motion to approve the following data entry staff with schedule corrections. Charmin Parrish at Liberty County High School, 6 weeks, 4 days a week, 7 hours per day at hourly rate, paid 12 days in June and 12 days in July. Liddell Holland at W.R. Toller School, 6 weeks, 4 days a week, 7 hours per day, hourly rate, paid 12 days in June and 12 days in July. Mary Waller at Hosford Elementary and Junior High, 6 weeks, 4 days a week, 7 hours per day at an hourly rate, paid 12 days in June and 12 days in July. Have a motion?
Motion,
Ms. Jody, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flower. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item M. Need a motion to approve three summer tech staff to be paid from ESSER, two grant at hourly rate, not to exceed 170 hours. Stacy Vowell, 170 hours. Heather Richter, 56 hours, and Miranda Ellis, 114 hours. Natasha Strickland, 170 hours. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item N. Need a motion to approve two summer tech support staff to be paid from ESSER, two grant hourly rate, not to exceed 40 hours. Jenny Griffin and Lynn Guthrie. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item O. Need a motion to approve four teachers from summer recovery program with scheduled corrections to be paid hourly rate, 13 days, 5 hours per day in June and July 2021 from the ESSER grant to ESSER 2 grant. Emily Byram, Carrie Summer, Kelly Hill, Kelsey Schuler, and Jessica Clark. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second.
Second,
Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Item P, it's been deleted. I need a motion to delete it.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Moore, second.
Second,
Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item Q. Need a motion to approve updated tech coach data scientist job description, partially salary paid from data informed support groups. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second,
Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item, item eight. Emergency items. Need a motion to approve request to advertise for 5 days internally, three bus drivers for the summer recovery program routes. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, have a second.
Second,
Mr. Flowers, any discussion?
Mr. Chair,
yes.
Quick thing on that. We're advertising three, may not need them. We're just kind of we're really honing in on that list. We've added a few students there, but as far as the ones that were requiring transportation, we wanted to make sure we may be able to take some vans. We discussed yesterday, but we wanted to go ahead and have those position in place in case that changes, you know, before then. But possibly we'll not need all three. Am I correct? Gate, yeah.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve Liberty County Arts Council contract or services amendment to extend 21st Century Cultural Enhancement Program provided from June the 9th, 2021 through July the 22nd, 2021. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second,
Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item C. Need a motion to approve Liberty County Sheriff's Office contract for service amendment to the extend the 21st Century Monitoring Program for June the 9th, 21 through July the 31st, 2021. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, have a second.
Second,
Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item D. Need a motion to approve transfer of Jessica Bennett to assistant principal at W.R. Toler School for the 21-22 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, have a second.
Second,
Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item E. Need a motion to approve transfer of Jason White to assistant principal at Hosford School and junior high school for the 21-22 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second,
Ms. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item F. Need a motion to request to advertise for principal at W.R. Toler School for the 21-22 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second,
Ms. Singletary, any discussion?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman.
Yes, ma'am.
And I've had a conversation with Kyle about this. We definitely need, you know, stability at all of our schools. And, you know, it's real important that whoever we hire in these principal positions, you know, they're looking to stay. They're looking to look forward. And I'm sure Kyle will do a great, and his team will do a great job at hiring new principals. Just wanted to add my two cents into that.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Anybody else? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G, need a motion to approve request to advertise for principal at Hosford Elementary and Junior High School for 21-22 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second,
Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item H, Need a motion to approve request to advertise for district safety specialist until position is filled. We have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, again, Daryl, sad to see you go, buddy. And, you know, I wish you the best in your future.
We're going to have to call you back to back to back to back. I mean, it's going to happen.
Across the street, so I'll get that.
Okay.
Appreciate your work, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, aye. Need a motion to approve request to advertise a summer recovery program prepared professional at Hosford School. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is board member concerns. Mr. Flowers, you got anything?
No.
Ms. Yoder?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman, thank you. Just a couple of things before you leave, Daryl. Where are we at on the fence at the high school?
I don't know why they're so busy. We've got the PO, it hasn't been done. I emailed them the PO, so they've got a copy of it, and everything's been approved. My email last week, they're setting up dates, and I just texted them this morning, and nothing back, so I don't have any dates yet.
Okay, thank you for that feedback. If I may, I'm going to take a couple of minutes here and talk about some things that have come up that I have some concerns over. And one of them is the bid openings that the school board is responsible for actually physically opening bids and deeming responsiveness and awarding the contract. The latter part, awarding, I absolutely agree with. You know, that is a role and responsibility of the school board. But I'd like to have some discussion, and it may not be at this forum. I don't know if we need a workshop on this. Jackson, I lean to you on this. If we can, you know, discuss the bid openings being done in the procurement office in the finance office. I have checked, and I will tell you that Leon County District opens their bids in the actual purchasing office, that because they are purchase, it's a procurement function. It is a public meeting, and it takes two people from the staff, one to physically open the bids and one to read out the bid tab. But the responsiveness and the action of deeming a vendor responsible is done by the procurement office. Therefore, basically what happens after the opening is the bid tab and the recommendation for award goes to the school board to be approved. Here's the conundrum. If it is approved by the board, it is posted for 72 hours in which the vendors have the opportunity to protest the award. That's the normal action of a bid award anyway. Should the board decide that they are not going to award this contract to this vendor, then it's posted and the vendors have the opportunity to protest for 72 hours. So I want to have some conversation about this because it, you know, the more we look into competition, the more that we raise the possibility for more bids to come to the school board. And this is going into my next item is competition. You know, I think a lot of contracts and things, you know, we're looking at the quotes. I believe there's more business out there, and I think we need to give vendors the opportunity to bid on services that are biddable. So with saying that, you know, like I said, I don't know if it's in this forum or in a workshop forum that we need to discuss this. If there's no harm, no foul in the school board opening the bids. Okay, it's from a legal standpoint, and I'll lean to Jackson. No harm, no foul. It's done in a public arena, but it can be done in a public arena in the procurement office and basically come to us for approval. So we can, like I said, we'll talk about it or we can wait for a workshop. I have a good news item for the finance office. I think this is going to be a positive here. Yesterday, while talking to the director of contracts and procurement for the Leon County School District, I found out that they have increased their inventory threshold, meaning that they went from $1,000 to $5,000 because they were following in accordance with the state guidelines. The state has now upped their inventory to anything over $5,000. So, you know, I'd like to, for us to talk about that and revising our policy. And what this will do, guys, is these $1,000 purchases that we've been buying and we have to track on an inventory. And Sheila, you can talk.
We need to keep track of anything ever.
And they do.
It's very important because they can walk off. And that's when they enter everything in the inventory. And then I have to put that on my information report. It is the discretion of the district. It is, but to me, you need to keep it around $1,000. It used to be probably around $250, $500. And that was really too low. Mm-hmm. And then the auditors told us that was kind of low. I would go at least $1,000.
I know, and I appreciate that, Sheila. I just wanted to bring this up because what this will do, and as we were talking, I was talking with the director, what this does is the inventory process is pretty cumbersome. I mean, we have to go around, we have to track everything to make sure and then turn in a report. This lessens that job, basically, that job duty, and it increases it to $5,000. I just want to let everyone know that the state has increased theirs to $5,000. Leon County School District's increasing them to $5,000. So you might hear other districts doing this and give us the opportunity. We don't have to. But I just wanted to put that out there, that I did find that out yesterday while having that conversation with her. That is about it. That's about all I have. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, ma'am. I'm okay this morning. Mr. Singletary?
I'm good.
Mr. Morris?
I just, one thing that's been popping out is summer's coming, you know, all this. And I've heard other people, I'm sure people, Jason has talked about it already. Poison ivy problem in Hosford, fences and in the back of the gym and all. I don't know if we can get something to get that sprayed before one of the kids get in. It's running up the back of the gym and pretty much on the fence and the garden and everything. The trees and everything. It's took off here lately for sure. That's all I have. I went by the other day and it really took off.
Say something, Mr. Petty.
We'll have
okay,
it.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Any closing comments? If not,
I got one.
Okay.
Governor signed. Yeah, most of y'all saw this. This is a little redundant, but Governor signed the budget, state budget. We are obviously in there, so probably as an emergency item on Tuesday, I don't know if we've done that yet. We'll add a vocational teacher to advertise for that class, and so we didn't want to buy nothing. Obviously, Sheila wouldn't let us buy anything until that budget was signed. So now we have the ability to go ahead and purchase stuff for that class, and go ahead and advertise for that position. So this fall we'll have a construction management. Gay's working on curriculum for that, so we're really excited about that, and very proud as you talk to Senator Ausley, who has been very, very involved in what's going on here. She and I talk about once a week, but thank her and Representative Schoaf. If you have the opportunity to shoot them an email or something, we're very appreciative, and the governor for keeping it in the budget. It was a nonpartisan issue, obviously. Everybody can't argue with that, Evan Youngin. So he vetoed a lot, but that wasn't one of them. So
Kyle, I want to say something. Thank you. Thank your staff. You guys have worked hard. You know, we have lobbied for this money, and I really appreciate your duty. This is, I believe, in a long time, the first time we've gotten money like this. And this was one of the things that I kept asking because being so from the state legislative budget request. Thank you guys, and
yep.
You know, we appreciate the representative, we appreciate the senators, but I appreciate you reaching out and just going out of our comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be a good thing for Liberty County.
It will be,
definitely.
Absolutely.
Will be, yes.
Anything else? Ain't a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Meeting adjourned.